Merry Christmas, Coach.
Same to you, Pete. Steve, how are we doing today?
Merry Christmas, Coach.
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Hey, day before Christmas, and it's good. It's always a good day.
Back to work, or did you give the boys a day off?
The players are off today. Yeah, we're in here, kind of grinding through Miami, trying to get ready for them. But give the players off today, and their normal day off tomorrow on Tuesday, so they can spend all the time with their families. And then Wednesday we'll be back at it.
Coach, are you surprised early on the first quarter that Jacksonville was able to attack the defense as efficiently as they did?
Well, I think as it turned out, they came in with a little bit of a new look with the no huddle and kind of long cadences at the line, trying to get the right play and being very patient in our disguise looks, or trying to take advantage of our defensive looks and all that. And it was a good game plan. They had obviously a nice drive there to start the game. And I'd say, as a coaching staff, myself obviously included, we weren't really as prepared for that as we probably should have been. So, we went back out. Well, they drove the ball down the field. Then they got the ball back quickly, and we still – didn't do a great job of adjusting to it even on that second series, even though we held them to a field goal. But I felt like after that, then we kind of got the game, back under control. And we, everybody understood what we needed to do, how Jacksonville was attacking us differently than what we had prepared for and what we had practiced against. It was more of a Denver, type of attack, a Peyton Manning type of attack. And I thought the players really did a good job defensively of changing our whole mode of playing. The things that we did in the game were mostly things that we hadn't practiced all week. And Jacksonville came at us from a little different, a little different manner. So once things settled down there, I thought that overall we played pretty competitively, much better on third down. Had some good red area stops, which obviously were a big factor in the game. And that's kind of the way it unfolded to me, and I think it was a good lesson and opportunity for us, as a coaching staff, really, to just make sure we have that situation covered a little bit better than we did in that game.
Coach, was Tom?
That's really it's probably more my fault than anybody's, and we just got to do a little better job of that. But overall, I thought the players handled it pretty well once we saw what was going on, we were able to defend it much better.
Coach, was Tom Brady as angry as he sounded in some of his post-game quotes? Was he angry about the overall game?
Well, I don't think anybody felt great about the game. We're happy to win. It's always good to win in the NFL, but I don't think anybody feels like that was our best game of the year. So, you guys talked to Tom today on the show earlier, so I think however he expressed it, that's better than what I could express for him.
We're just not used to hearing those kind of words coming out of his mouth, and really any Patriot player at this time of year, particularly after a win, when words like, phrases like out-competed, out-fought, and got lucky, we're just not used to hearing those kind of phrases in late December from a Patriot team.
Yeah, well, it wasn't I'm not saying it was a great performance yesterday. By any means, and it starts with the coaching staff and the players and the offense, the defense, the special teams. We made enough plays to win, but we certainly left a lot of plays out on the field, a lot of yards on the field, a lot of scoring opportunities out on the field, and we could have given up less. So, I think we all recognize that, and we all want to do better and need to do better.
Coach, so
and our captains, Vince, and Tom, Gerard, Devin, Slate, Logan, they all feel the same way, and I'm sure the rest of the team, we all feed off each other, but certainly the players feed off the leaders on that. And we all know that we can perform better, so we're not satisfied with where we are by any means. We gotta work harder and get better.
Coach, we saw Aqib Talib try to give it a go out there and wasn't as capable as he probably wanted to be. How early in the week did you realize that McCourty was going to have to play some a lot of corner for you?
Well, you know, he played some last week,
yep.
Of course, in the San Francisco game.
Yep.
And we knew going into the week that it might be a little iffy, so we thought it would be easier to start with him working at corner, and then if he had to go back to safety, you know, if everything was okay, then he would go back to safety, and then if it wasn't, then at least he, you know, he's had a lot more reps at safety over the last month and a half than he has at corner, so... But I think it was good for Devin. I thought he did a good job yesterday. Maybe good for him to get back and play a little bit of corner, you know, work on his man coverage skills, work on his zone reads out there, and gave Chung an opportunity to play a little bit more. And Patrick certainly, you know, came through with some big plays for us. And, you know, sometimes that's what you need to do. You just got to be able to take whatever resources you have, plug them in there, and might be a little different than what you've been doing, but it's what the situation calls for, and those guys really responded. Davon played well. Cole stepped in and mm-hmm. really did a good job for us at the nickel spot. And so we practiced all that during the week because we weren't sure exactly, you know, where it was going to go with Alfonso and Tlaib. And Alfonso didn't play, and Tlaib was limited, so... You know, it ended up about the way that we practiced it as far as where the personnel was.
Well, I was reading that, you know, during warm-ups that Harold Nash, your conditioning coach, you know, obviously noticed that Tlaib wasn't, was struggling a little bit. But I think you guys were down 13-3. I think that's when – did Matt Patricia come to you and say, Coach, we got to put Tlaib in now? And once he was in, it did stabilize things to a degree, as you said. Is that how it goes down, though?
No. We had – We had a couple guys get banged up for a couple plays, and so that's why we put them in. You know, we had a couple guys come out, and they had some, I mean, they were minor injuries, but, you know, there were minor things that had to come out. And so that's kind of what Tlaib's role was going into the game, would be as an emergency player. We felt like he could go in there and you know, play, but not really be able to play every down. And then when we actually had to play him, as we saw, it wasn't to the level that we're used to seeing in the format.
I know at this time of year, Coach, all the players are banged up to a degree, but it really seems Aaron is trying to really play through it here. How close were you yesterday? Now that the game is over, were you close to not even dressing him? Did you even consider it?
Who?
Aaron Hernandez.
No.
No? He just to me, he looks like the last couple of years. I know all the players are banged up at this time of year, but he seems to be struggling a little bit more than usual. At least it appears that way watching the game on television.
Well, again, if the player isn't able to play, then I mean, we're not going to play him. So it's simple as that. We don't want to put anybody at risk, and if they're not able to go out there and play at a high competitive level, then that doesn't help us. It doesn't help them, and it certainly doesn't bode well for, you know, the games following that. So, you know, between our medical staff and the player himself and the evaluation of our coaches, the trainers, strength coaches, the position coaches, I was out there. I saw Tlaib work out before the game myself. So, you know, we collectively make that decision. And, Each one's a little bit different. Some, you know, depends on the injury, the player, the position, you know, how all that comes together. But each one's made, certainly the number one effort in mind is player safety and to make sure that we don't, you know, risk further injury to whatever it is the player's dealing with.
Coach, I know that they probably would go hand in hand, but what's more important going into the Miami week, a good outing heading into the playoffs, or the possibility of playoff seeding?
Well, you know, we really can't do anything about the seeding other than we can just go out there and do what we can do, which is win the game. I mean, other than that, whatever else happens is out of our control, so there's no sense in worrying about it. And I think we all know that in the National Football League, plenty of things happen every week that are unexpected. It's hard for anybody to predict how how all the games are going to go. Some of them might go the way most people think they'll go, but there are plenty of games that don't go that way. And so many of the games come down to a possession or a score. Or they're so competitive anyway that even, you know, really either team has a chance to win going down to the wire. So we can't worry about any of that. We'll just do what we can do, which is to have a good week of preparation to improve our overall execution as a football team in all three phases of the game. And I think that'll help us as much as anything going forward for whatever we have to do going forward. So I think that's, you know, we're playing at home. Our next game, whenever it is, will be at home. So it gives us a good opportunity to operate and execute in these, you know, New England conditions in late December and January. So that's, you know, I think all those things are opportunities for us, and we'll try to do the best we can with the opportunity that we have.
All that being said, Coach, how many plays can we expect out of Rob Gronkowski? Just thought I'd try to slip.
You know, Rob was able to do a little more last week on the practice field than he did the week before. And so we'll just take it day by day and see what he's able to do this week. How much that's able to move up, or, you know, sometimes it moves up, sometimes it levels off, sometimes it actually, you know, drops down a little bit before it can come back up. So, you know, we'll just have to evaluate all of our players, really, that are in any type of, have any type of limitations. We'll evaluate those guys day to day and see what they can do on Wednesday, see what they can do on Thursday, and start to make our decisions for the game based on what we're seeing on the practice field and how they're coming along.
So I can't trick you on the phone either. I know I can't trick you in person, but I try to trick you on the phone. It doesn't work either.
Well, it's not a trick.
I know.
You're asking me to look into a crystal ball and say, well, this is how a player is going to feel in a couple of days after he does this much, exerts himself this much on the practice field. And there's no way for me to know that. I don't know if nobody knows that. The player doesn't know. Our doctors don't know, and I'm certainly not one of those. We just have to take it as it comes. You know, if it feels good, then we do a little bit more. If it doesn't feel good, then maybe we need to back down the activity until we can get to that level without it there being any residual pain or discomfort or whatever it happens to be, and then move, you know, ramp it up until we get as close to we can as to working in game type, game speed or that type of contact, or, you know, and we can test those limitations and feel confident about whatever the injury situation is. So, I'm not trying to give you a runaround.
No, I know.
That's what it is.
Yep.
But Coach, is it overrated when media, fans, writers, whatever, say, you know, they want to see it in him in there to, at least for a series or two, to quote unquote, you know, kind of get back on track? As a head coach, do you care about that kind of stuff? Is that something you'd like to see? Is it important, or it doesn't really matter?
Well, I think the most important thing is to do what's right for the player, whatever that is. And if the right thing for him is that he's healthy and he's able to play and he's ready to play, then I think playing is fine. And I think if the right thing is to give it a little bit more time, then we should give it a little bit more time. And I think that's how we try to approach everything. We try to do the right thing. And it's not really about some psychological thing or some other deal of next week or 2 weeks or playoffs or no playoffs. It's what's right for the player.
Yeah.
If the player is able to participate and perform at a good competitive level, then great. And we let him do that. And if he's not, or if there's risk of him doing that, given what the injury is, based on what our medical staff says, then that's probably not the best thing to do. So we just want to try to do what's right.
And you have to temper that decision with knowing an individual player's enthusiasm to play and pain level. There's a lot that goes into that decision, I would imagine.
Well, so yeah, certainly. There's no question about that, Steve. You know as well as I do that there are some players that can deal with things better than other players can deal with similar things. So that's also part of it, too.
Yep.
And in all honesty, like we're all each one of us is different. And some of us heal faster or slower than others, or even with a similar injury, it doesn't always take the exact same amount of time for different people. Sometimes it's just the function of the healing process,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, whatever the other medical dynamics are in there, biological and so forth. I don't know. But the bottom line is when the guy's ready, he's ready. And you're right. Some people are more anxious to get back out there, and they might be saying, well, you know, I don't feel this, I don't feel that. And maybe they really do. And I think that's when we try to use our experience as a medical staff and as a coaching staff and our strength coaches to try to evaluate the player's performance so that we can, you know, by some type of test, whether it's a measurement test or whether it's a, you know, an eyeball test, try to make a determination of where we think that player is. And certainly the experience of our coaches and our trainers and our doctors having dealt with, you know, literally hundreds of players and through the years over with various type of injuries, but you know, we refer back to that too. You know, this is, so that's all part of it. Yep.
Coach, Stephen Brearley, a little blip on his playing radar last week, just a little one in my opinion. Sometimes it gets, I think, blown out of proportion a lot of times. However, certainly didn't look at it well yesterday. Running with a purpose, 18 carries, 84 yards. He seems to get right back on track, which to me is a great sign of maturity for the second year back.
Well, yeah, I think Stephen did run hard. And, I mean, our backs have been productive all year long. They really have. And Woody's done a great job for us. Stephen's run hard. Shane's made plays when he's had an opportunity. Brandon, you know, has run well. And caught the ball well. Brandon had an outstanding game yesterday in special teams, which was good to see. You know, now he's back, that his special teams production has, you know, jumped up yesterday, kind of, you know, where it was before he, you know, was injured there in the Seattle game. So those guys have all done a good job. And, you know, we all know how important possession of the football is, and not only taking care of the ball, but just in general, you know, making right decisions and doing the right thing on every play offensively, because it just breaks down so quickly. When we don't execute it right, then it doesn't really matter what the defense does. It's not going to work very well. So, you know, we expect every player to prepare and be ready to go every week. And, you know, when you have several backs who have been productive, they don't all get every opportunity. They get some. Other guys get some. Depends, you know, on the play and the personnel and so forth. But main thing is for them to be ready and take advantage of the opportunities that they get. And that's what a professional player does. He's prepared. And if it's one play, if it's five plays, if it's 50 plays, they prepare the same way, and they take advantage of their opportunities. And the better any player does with those opportunities, then probably the more he's going to get.
Coach, just quickly on the Miami Dolphins, you look at their record, to me, 7-8, it's a very deceiving record. I remember last year, I think it was right around this time, they came into Foxborough, jumped out to a quick 3-touchdown lead before you guys fought their way back. But you look at some of the games we're involved in, some of their losses. Early on in September, losing back-to-back games in overtime to the Jets in Arizona. They beat Seattle. They lose to Cincinnati in a close one. They lose to Buffalo in a close one. A couple of maybe three or four plays here or there, and you know, they're not that far off from being – right there, you know, competing for the division this year.
Well, absolutely. Miami's a good football team, and they're, I mean, we really had our hands full down there in the first game, and they're good on defense. They're very physical on defense. They've got a real good front. They can rush the passer. They've got good, you know, good depth at the corner position. They can, a couple big guys out there. They can match up and be physical out there, and, you know, good speed at the safety position. So, I mean, they're a good defensive football team, and offensively, I think they seem to have found a groove as the season's gone along. As they, of course, Bush, and I mean, we all know about him, but you know, Fasano's a very, I think, underappreciated or underrated player in the league. I mean, this guy's a good football player who does a good job for him in the running game, and he's a productive receiver. And you know, Bess is a tough guy to handle. Hartline's having career year. He had a career year when we played him a month ago, and just added to that, you know, big plays down the field and catch and run plays. And, you know, Tannehill's, I mean, he's not a rookie anymore. You know, he's played 15 games or whatever it is, so he's starting to develop, you know, a little more savvy and experience and seeing things a second time around, third time around. He's reacting to them quicker and making good decisions. So good in the kicking game. Good coverage people. They're strong. Kickers are, I know Carpenter got hurt, but, you know, they've got good specialists. I mean, they're a solid football team. And you're right. right. They're a few plays away from having 9 or 10 wins. And honestly, it's kind of like that with every team. You know, the teams that got 10, 11, 12 wins could have 6 or 7, and the teams that have 6 or 7 are a few plays away from having 10. So it's always a competitive game with Miami, but they're solid all the way across the board. I think Coach Philbin's done a good job with that club, and they play aggressively, they're physical, and they're playing well.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next Monday. I'll be back with Steve right here next Monday. And for Glenn and Michael once again, good luck on the finale on Sunday. And by 7:30, we'll know where you are in the seed.
All right, well, that sounds good. Pete, good to be with you again. Steve, happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You too, Coach. Best
thanks so much, Coach.
Okay.
That's Head Coach Bill Belichick.